Oh, great, huh? Fastball's up, your curveball's hanging. I'm sure they would have ripped you.
Can't you even let me enjoy the moment?
The moment's over.
Well, that's right, everyone. This is Tim. This is Online Big Blue, bringing you the best in New York Giants sports talk entertainment. The moment is over. It truly is. And I'm not trying to say that to be mean. I'm not trying to say that to be facetious. I'm not trying to say that for clickbait. I'm saying that in all honesty. Because you know what? As soon as you leave that locker room on Sunday after that win, the moment is over because now you're headed off to Philadelphia. And that's the way that you have to look at it. And I think that's the way this team looks at it. And that's the way, hopefully, I think this team looks at it. I always tell the story about a basketball coach that I had years ago, and we were on a run to try to get to the state finals. And we won a big game against a team we shouldn't have beaten, and I remember him coming into the locker room because we were all pumped up, and he basically said, enjoy this now, because the moment you walk out of this locker room, the moment is over, and we have to start preparing for next week. Or the next game. It was 2 days later than the next game. And I think that's the mindset of the Giants. And I hope that's the mindset of the Giants because they're going up against a Herculean task in Philadelphia. When we did our video last week, I mentioned I thought that Minnesota was tailor-made for the Giants. I said the Giants were going to win. I even did a video saying Daniel Jones needs to be unleashed because of the fact that I felt that yes, you could probably run on this team. And yeah, a lot of people wanted to play ball control, ball possession. But I didn't think there was, if you watched the first game in Minnesota, they didn't have an answer for Daniel Jones. They could not contain him. And allowing them not to be able to contain Daniel Jones, you know, knock my headphones off, that opened up the passing game. That opened up passing lanes. And in some ways, like I said, the Vikings were tailor-made for the Giants in that game. Philadelphia is a little bit different of a challenge. Philadelphia has a very strong defense, a very stout defense. Philadelphia, hopefully Jalen Hurts is still feeling the ill effects of his injury, has a offense that can put up points in bunches. And we saw that in, you know, that first game in MetLife. We didn't really see that in that game, that last game of the season, because of the fact that we didn't play any of our starters. But it's going to be a different task. It is going to be a different game. It's going to be a different environment. You're not going to be playing in the comfort of the dome. And I'm not taking away anything from Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones had a monster game. I even said Daniel Jones earned his respect yesterday. And I'm not going to sit here and I see a lot of people are like, well, he's going to get his contract. Now he's going to do this. Let's wait till the season is done. And I said this before. What if he goes into Philadelphia, goes 11 for 20 with 4 interceptions? What are you going to say then? So let's just wait. Let the poor kid have his playoff run. And then let's figure it out after that. Let's not worry about 2023 as we're trying to wrap up the 2022 season. But the big question is, what does Daniel Jones have in store for Philadelphia?
Oh, boy. You're a pretty fancy performer, ain't you, kid? Now you know what I do for an encore.
Now, of course, Daniel Jones is not Elvis Presley. That is from the movie King Creole. But what is he going to do for an encore? What is he going to do again? The complexity of this game on Sunday is the fact that these teams know each other so well. You play twice a year. You're divisional rivals. You have multitudes of hours of film. Not only against each other, but your divisional opponents. So there's not many surprises. There's not many things that are going to. I don't think there's a Philly special in the bag of tricks. I really don't. You know the Eagles are going to try to run the ball, and you know they're going to try to get Jalen Hurts out of the pocket. You know they're going to look for Brown and Smith for big plays. But the question is, are they going to be able to go against the secondary? Now, Dory Jackson played lights out yesterday. He had a lights out game. He really did. But, and you know, slowing down and stopping Tony Jefferson, that was a monumental task. And neither Xavier McKinney or Dory Jackson were in the game last time. So, I mean, it's going to be a different thing here. We have a different look. But honestly, you got to remember the Minnesota Vikings still put up some points. And, you know, the defense all year long will have these games that they're just giving up yards and points, and then they make a stand the last series of the game and get bailed out at times by the offense. So you cannot do that. And this is, like I said, this is a one and done. This is it. This is all, I mean, this is for all the marbles. This is for the whole enchilada. So we have to figure out where we're going to, where the holes are in this Eagle defense and this Eagle offense. Where can we find a way that we have the ability to attack certain weaknesses? Now, we're going to talk about weaknesses in Philadelphia all week long. Right now, I'm just still going over some of the film review and some of the stuff. But what are the ways that the Giants can find an advantage? Because first of all, the Philadelphia crowd is going to be hostile. They're going to be mobile, hostile. They're going to be mobile, agile, and hostile, just like that defense. Because the Philadelphia defense is no joke. Philadelphia, and I hate to say it, Philadelphia has a championship defense. They really do. And I think that defense can carry them, you know, a very long way. So I'm looking to see what the start time is because I'm going to the game. I will be at the game on Sunday. It's probably a 4:30 game. Oh, it's an 8:15 game. Oh, it's a fucking 8:15 game in Philadelphia. I'm not happy about that. I was hoping it was going to be a 4:30 game. It's a Saturday game, though. So, you know, it's a Saturday. It's 8:15. Oh, you know, that's not too bad. It's 8:15 Saturday in Philadelphia. I can deal with that. I'm parked way out in the boondocks. So hopefully there's a giant, if you're going to the game, if there is a giant contingent, please give me a shout and email me at tim@onlinebigblue.com. tim@onlinebigblue.com. Cause I'd like to see if anyone else is going to the game. Cause I'd like to try to hook up some people. Cause you know what? I am going to be going with someone. Haven't decided who that person is going to be yet, but I also don't want to be walking into the Lions' den one more time and having to deal with the Philadelphia crowd. Because, like I said, the last game we played, the final game of the season, the crowd was actually pretty mute. Because of the fact there was really no chance that we were going to win that game. The crowd knew it, so they must have been on their best behaviors. I don't think they are going to be on their best behaviors this week. So, I don't know. I'm excited that the team has this opportunity. I'm excited that this team is moving forward. I'm excited that Daniel Jones did what he needed to do. And I've said it before, I give him all the props in the world. I give him all the credit in the world. I said it before, you know, he earned his respect yesterday. But, you know, like I said, we won't talk about the season because my Online Big Blue Sports ends 3 days after the season. So we won't really be talking about next year. We will be talking about it on the new channel. And that new channel is, of course, Return to Gotham, New York Sports Talk. We will be talking about it there. Make sure I have the link to subscribe to the YouTube portion of it in the comments below. So make sure you subscribe to that. We also will have it up on the podcast. We will still be continuing the Giants podcast, New York Giants Straight Talk. That still is going to be around. That's every place that podcast can be found. And there's a website for that as well, if you didn't know about that. We'll be probably doing a podcast maybe once a week, depending on what's going on, but we will be doing that. But like I said, I hope that Dable keeps this team grounded, and I really do think he will because he's done that all season. I hope that that Wink comes up with a game plan, comes up with a philosophy that is going to slow down this Philadelphia offense. And I hope that you know that Kafka finds a wrinkle that he's going to go through, a weakness, you know, something that we can exploit in Philadelphia over and over again, because I think that's what's going to take us to the advantage. And that if you want to continue the playoff push, I love how people are like, well, the Giants are being good at the right time. No, the Giants are winning. The Giants won yesterday like they won all year. Plain and simple. They won yesterday like they've won all year. They've never deviated from their game plan, let's say. And that you have to give 100% credit to Brian Daboll because of the fact that it just shows that the way he has this team set up, the way he has this team having the mindset of this is how we're going to win and this is how we're going to win as a team is just phenomenal. I've decided to, I've always hated the Danny Dimes moniker. I've changed Danny Dimes' middle name is now.
No. Danger's my middle name.
It's Danny Danger Jones. So just remember that. And again, this is Tim. This is Online Big Blue, bringing you the best in New York Giants sports talk and entertainment. And as always, if you like, subscribe. If you ring that bell, you know me. That'd be awesome.